Thank you for calling us at 5. My name is Brian. How can I help you today?
Oh,
hey, quick question. I was looking to get service, and then it does some credit check thing, but it says I don't have to do a deposit. I'm not sure why, because I have 100% payment history, and I already pay $100 a month for Spectrum. So I'm just was curious as to how that is figured out.
So through the website, it was going to ask you to run a credit check. If you choose to
Yeah.
bypass the credit check, it would be a $50 deposit.
Yeah, but
So
it still
they.
wants you to do it, but it wants you to do a deposit anyway, even though it did the credit check. But I
You know
literally
what?
have 100% payment history, and I don't. I have good. I don't understand. Yeah, I'm like confused.
I hear you. And I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Do you want me to sign you up on my end? Do you want me to, so we can do this together?
Yeah, you can look at it for me because I'm not going to pay a deposit for something. I'm already paying more for another service. You know what I mean? Like that doesn't make sense to me.
No, yeah, I hear you. Okay, so can I
Yeah.
start with a house address, please? A house number.
Yeah, it's 4 Park Street.
Four, what is it?
4 Park Street, Kingston, New
Four?
York. Park, PARK.
Okay, New York. Okay. Kingston. Okay, 12401. Give me one second. Okay, found it. I got it here. Okay, and is this location a home or a business?
It's a home.
That's a home. Okay. And do you remember what package you chose, the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
The 2 gig,
2 gig.
because I mean I'm already paying with Spectrum like $99 plus whatever silly tax they have, so I'm just going to replace it with a faster internet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And will you be using Archtop wireless equipment or your own equipment?
I'm not so th so I have a mesh Wi-Fi router in here, route to the routers and stuff, but I'm not sure. What's the difference? What's your guys' stuff versus my own stuff? What I have to do?
Yeah, absolutely. The only issue is that if you choose to use your own equipment, in cases we may not be able to troubleshoot it since it's not ours.
Okay.
Okay, so
So
that
would
would
I
be
be
the issue.
leasing the equipment, or how does this?
I'm sorry?
Would I be leasing the equipment from you?
No.
Okay. Now, would I have access to like a wired connection too, as well as a Wi-Fi, if I used yours, or is it just Wi-Fi only?
It's you can use wired. They should the with the ex with the wireless equipment. There's a an option for an Ethernet cable.
Okay. All right. Because I do have, I know I do have a mesh Wi-Fi system, and I may have to set that up like as an extender for different parts of the house, because it's, I know you have like a, it's like a one home thing, but it's only one piece of equipment. I don't remember the name of it. The wireless router that you guys give, right? It's only one.
Yes.
Yeah, so I might have to use my mesh as the range extender.
Okay.
I believe that's, I mean, that's still viable, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, then I'd probably just use yours, because I don't think my modem doesn't handle 2 gigs. So I would have to use your modem or router or whatever it is that you guys provide, and I'd have to just build off of it if that's possible.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. And we also, would you be interested in phone service today?
No, we're good on the phone service, yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Okay. So just to reiterate the service address, it's going to be 4 Park Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. And you said you owned the property, correct?
It's a residential, yeah.
Okay. Is your billing address different than your service address, sir?
So, no, the billing address is 4. So some places have it listed as 10, but it's not. It's 4. Yeah, it's I'm sorry, I'm on the phone, sir. So yeah, it is 4 Park Street, though. It's the one that's, yeah, you there's a 4 in the front of the house and everything. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Moving forward. And now, what is your first name, sir?
Dan. Daniel.
Daniel. All right. And what is your last name?
Wild, WYLD.
Okay, what's a good email for you, Daniel?
Dan.wild.com. Oops, I pressed a button.
Dan.wild at what is it?
Gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, and what is a good primary phone number?
This is the number I'm calling from. You have it's 845-519-9898.
Would you like to add a secondary phone number?
No, this is the only one that I have.
Okay, no problem, sir. So at ArchCell Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize this. You can opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may
Okay.
apply. Is this okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So which is the best way we can contact you? Phone, email, or text message?
Text message.
Okay, so just to give us a summary of what we've done as of now. You've chosen the 2 gig fiber internet package starting at $99.99, no
Yeah,
Wi-Fi
and there should be,
access.
isn't there like a, there's an option where you use your hook your bank account up to it, it drops it down 10 bucks.
That's correct.
Okay.
And
So go on. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just making sure.
no, it's okay, sir. You're going to be using our equipment. No Wi-Fi access. There's no phone service. The service address is going to be 4 Park Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. And you own your property. And the billing address is not different than your service address.
It's correct.
Okay, excellent. Moving forward. Okay, so credit check. As part of our order process, we will need to run a self-credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. You're willing to do a credit
Yeah,
check
no.
today, right?
Yeah, well, I just did that on the website and it told me I needed to do a deposit. That's what I was saying. That was the reason why I called.
Okay. Do you want to try the credit check again, or do you want to change
Well,
your
I
mind?
mean it's I mean if I just paid off three of my loans here, it's gonna have a this it's gonna drop your credit score no matter what. But I figured you're looking at your payment history. So I mean, unless you have an unless you can look at it yourself, I mean I don't know what to say.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
I hear you. Okay. So we can go ahead and just it's
can
gonna
try it, you
take
can run it, but I'm just saying it's just, you know, like I said, I didn't want to pay a deposit for something that I'm doing now. I'm just switching over to you guys.
here we go.
Pardon me. Shit, these aren't gonna work.
Okay. Just give me 1 second here. Give me one second. I'm just
It's fine. I'm still here.
logging into our system here.
I'm going to take spark plugs off something, so it's fine.
Okay. So we're going to run a credit check just in case, you know. So the address is 4 Park Street.
Yep.
Kingston, New York. Okay. Okay. 12401. And your name was Dan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan, what's your social security number?
246-378-985.
Hold on, I didn't catch that. 246, what is it? I'm sorry.
37.
24637 8985. Okay, alrighty. Okay. Yeah, it is asking me for a deposit.
Okay. Is anybody override it?
No. Unfortunately, there isn't.
But for some, I've already been paying for the past 7 years. Did I switch over to you guys? You want a deposit? Does it actually look at my credit report? Because it would see that I actually... Just because the number has been paid off, it's supposed to analyze those things, right? Or you're not just using the number, are you?
I'm sorry?
You're not just using the credit score number, are you?
We use a system which tells us it's a deposit decision, essentially.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is if you're just using the credit number, that's not representative of how credit scores work. I just paid off $20,000 loan, so my credit dropped because I don't have any available extra credit. So because I paid off loans, I can't get. All right, it's just weird.
I'm not sure, Dan, but I'm going off what's presented to me here.
No, I know. I understand all that. I'm just saying that's the way credit scores work.
Mm-hmm.
I actually am. I have good credit. Shit, this is the wrong fucking spark plug. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, how much is the deposit supposed to be?
It's 50.
And when do you get your deposit back? Does it get rolled into your account, or how does it work?
If, for example, if you cancel service, you don't get it back.
What does that mean?
Yeah, for example, if you decide to, in any case, for example, after we finish the process and you decide not to continue with the serve before the installation is done, you don't get
deposit
back. Does that make sense a little bit?
So wait, if I cancel before the installation is done, you get your money back.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? I couldn't hear you.
I get my money back if I cancel before the installation is done or after.
Oh,
Like,
if
I,
the...
what I'm saying is, like, if we change service, like, a year down the road, I would get the deposit back, right?
That I'm not sure, Dan. I would have to get back to you on
so
that.
Then that's, okay, because that's not a deposit. That's a fee.
Right.
Yeah, so that's technically, you can't label it as a deposit if it's a fee. I don't understand. That's weird.
I can get back to you on that, Dan.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean,
that is a really
like,
good
I would understand, like, I would understand if I canceled before you guys came out here, like, I, you know what I mean, like, you know, like, yeah, doctor's appointment shit, you know, like,
yeah,
oh,
I
you
hear.
Didn't show up for your appointment, so fucking you gotta give us some money for that. But to, like, switch service, that doesn't make any sense. Because I, technically, then I would never get that money back, ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No, I hear. I hear.
I'm just trying to clarify here, because if that's the case, then I'm not going to get it until my credit check for you guys shows up, but I don't need one because I'm not going to pay an extra $50 or something. And, you know, that's weird. So, I mean, could you, I guess, ask someone now and see if it's how it works? Because it just feels weird.
Just give me 1 second. Just go with me.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah.
I'm going to place you on a brief, maybe 2-minute hold while I get you an answer. Is that all right, Dan?
That's fine. Yeah. No, I'll be here.
Okay, just bear with us.
Thanks.